they gon' stumble and fall. Never no. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gon' keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network right here online, and we broadcast live all over the world. So if you have an iPhone, a tablet, Android, if you have Chromebook, if you have just whatever computer, you can find us anywhere. All you have to do is come on over to Trim Radio Network, and guess what, we have some great merchandise too. So if you have a favorite show, because we have all kinds of wonderful shows, and I mean there's so many to list anymore, because we've got almost 15 shows now that are coming up, and we are a family-oriented radio station, which I absolutely love, and I like to point that out. So, you know what? That's one of the great things that we have here. Anyway, if you would love to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, we would love to have you, and we would be honored. All you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how to do that. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. You can call in, give us your opinion. We love that. We just ask that you don't cuss, you don't swear. We like to keep it clean here. We don't want to pay the FCC any type of fines either. and great song right there, Price Tag. That is Jesse J. That is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. So we enjoy that, and that's such a great song. Oh, anyway, moving on from there, without further ado, I will give you Stu.
Hey, Michael. I hope your week has been fine. Mine's been a little wild this week. And I'll tell you, it's just going to get wilder. I'll tell you, so much stuff going on. And I know you do a show about football. And that's amazing. And I couldn't get over the Buckeyes. Oh, boy. I can't believe it. There was no defense.
That's offside. I mean, yeah, that's you know what? That's offsides. That comes on right before, as a matter of fact, right before Take Point 22 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So we do. We cover the top 25 plus 5. And you know what? Their defense was wildly amazing.
It was amazing. I got to see part of that game. But I'll tell you what, high school football here in Ohio was something else. Our local team beat one of the teams in their conference 63-0.
Whoa.
And somebody else was on the news, and I forget where it was. They beat another team 98-0.
I saw that, and we were like, okay. And then they took a knee at the end. It was like a mercy knee, but I saw that. Dutch Fork, our team, for the first time, the coaches only lost like two games in the last 6 years. And we took it on the chin, as a matter of fact, from a team up in Maryland. But we are like 3-1. So, but it's hard to get these high school. It's different these days, Stu. They have to schedule these out-of-state schools to come and play. So,
well, we don't have to do that. We have mostly we're Division II here in Ohio. And when we play football, we usually play within our league. Maybe we might play out of the league once in a while. We used to be part of a big conference, and it was awesome because they were all Division II schools, Division I schools, the big schools, except for our school and another one. They were Division II. And a lot of them were basically state champions. I mean, we're talking some heavy hitting football. And people are out for blood in football here. It's just amazing. But anyhow, that's high school, and then you got college coming up, and it's like I told you before the show, in 2 weeks I will be in Athens, Ohio at Ohio University for homecoming. And I always go down for that, and it'll be a special homecoming then. They're going to honor the band director that was there when I was there that started our group. And this was many, many moons ago. But he later went on to Oklahoma University and was the head band director there for something like 30 years. And so we're there to honor his kids and his wife because the coach, as we called him, passed away this last November. So anyhow, it's a big, big time. And homecoming in Athens is almost like no other. It's on steroids. And trust me, it'll be a fun time.
It's like Halloween. Well, hey. Listen, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy yourself. And I'll catch you at 7:55.
I know. And I'll tell you what. Wait till I get back from Athens. I'm going to have some stories to tell. Boy, some of them we can't even tell on the air, I'll tell you. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. We're on Facebook. It seems like our Weebly website, they want to add something else to Weebly, and it's blocked me out after 10, 11 years of developing that website. Weebly suddenly said, oh, we want you to do this and we want you to do that. And if you don't do it by the end of the month, you lose your website. All that development. And I'll tell you what, I have several on there. And so anyhow, we may end up losing that site. I may have to migrate things over to another location. I don't know yet, but I'll keep you all informed. Well, hey, you know, Michael does his disclaimer. I have to do mine. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. So we got rid of that. I always have to do that at the beginning because they have to be specific. I gather the information and then I pass it on to you. And you have to do your own due diligence. Well, anyhow, you know, a big, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for keeping me on the air. Michael and I have done this for a long time, and we went from one network to another, and we work well together, and I appreciate the opportunity to help people on Money and Change. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. Check them out. It's a Division II NCAA school. Very good sports, very good education. I'll tell you what, fantastic professors, great facilities. Oh, they have international students as well as Americans. And I'll tell you what, great professors. Great professors. Check them out. Well, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Now, Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, I met with him over the weekend, and he does a fantastic job with his pens and his designs, and they're all custom. And so if your school or your business needs a presentation pen for a client or a student or whatever, check them out. It's RustyDucks Custom Pens. And he's on Facebook. So check him out. Also, a big shout out, you know, for Money and Change. We've been doing this show, like I said, for about 11 years. And we have fun doing it. We've helped a lot of people. After I started doing the show, I bumped into Scott Phillips from the American Wood Shop. And I've known Scott for a long time. I mean, I knew his family, grew up with those guys. And Scott has a very good show on PBS, Public Broadcasting System. It's done through Bowling Green State University, or BGSU. And I bumped into him, and I told Scott, he said, well, what are you doing now? I said, I'm doing a show called Money and Change. He said, well, I'll listen to it. And I bumped into him a couple of weeks later. And he says, you know, you saved me a lot of money. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, I listened to your show. And I said, well, Scott, you know, I watch your show too. It's amazing. Two shows in the same town. It's amazing. But anyhow, check Scott out on public broadcasting. And he's the American Wood Shop. Fantastic guy. I've been out to that site. He's a good guy. Also, got to check us out at My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. It's always on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we kind of kick back a little bit. We have a little bit of fun. But we talk about what's really going on in the world. And locally, too. After all, it is my world. We also talk about Big Family Homestead on this show with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin. They're all on YouTube. Fantastic people. I've met them. I correspond with them. I mean, they're great people. Trust me. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. You have to check them out on YouTube too, because they live on a farm, a small farm outside of Wiggins, Mississippi. And they talk about a lot of common sense things. And this week they were talking about a sleeping bag from Cabela's. And I thought, okay, Danny, now you're in the South. It doesn't get that cold down there. And here you've got this big, fancy sleeping bag. And he says, well, me and Wanda, we're not very big people. So, you know, we might be able to fit in there. So that both of them proceed to get in this humongous, I mean, it was good size sleeping bag. I thought, you guys are going to sweat to death down there. It was 90 degrees, and they were testing out a sleeping bag from Cabela's. Ah, man. Great people, though. Great people. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He gives the updates every day from information he gets from all over. And I'll tell you what, he's a good guy. I've talked to Dave couple of times, and we've chatted back and forth and so forth. He's a very good guy, and he's a Southern Prepper, but I'll tell you what, it's all common sense stuff. And then Ed Carswell, he's in New York. He's going to move to West Virginia, and he's Prepper Nurse One. Very smart guy. He's fun. He really is. We've corresponded before. And then there's the serious guy, Nate, the Canadian prepper that likes to scare people and sell things. He brings up a lot of good points. That's why I basically go with him and follow what he says. You know, every week people say, well, how many sources do you look at? 22 different sources, usually a day. I mean, I'm trying to do research to find out what the finance system is doing to everybody. You know, there's inflation out there. And you go out and you get your insurance statement for your house and your car, and you're going, God, it went up $1,000. Actually, it was the deductible that went up $1,000. And the premium went up a little bit too. And I'm like, oh, brother, what have I done to deserve this? And the excuse that they use is COVID. You know, the woohoo flu. I don't know. I mean, my house is in good shape. I'm not in debt. My house is paid for. My car is paid for. I've got money in the bank. I can, if I wanted to, I could take a trip for 6 months if I want to. I don't want to because that's just, you know what, your money away. And I don't like to do that. And I'm not a tight person. But I like to make sure that my money is actually doing something for me. And if it isn't, then we have to look at other ways. And I live simply. And I think most Americans, if they would live simply, would do well. But a lot of people use the credit card. And I was listening to reports on TV that people were using their credit card to go ahead and buy their groceries and pay their bills. And what happens? If you don't pay that, you pay interest. And from what I heard today, interest rates are going to go up. And I think it's about 75% or 75 basis points. That's basically what it is. And so insurance and everybody else is going to charge you more money. You have to be able to economize. Don't live beyond your means. And do you have money put back for a serious event, like a catastrophic event, like a hurricane that they're going to have down in Florida probably next week? Or how about in the earthquake zone? Or how about the woohoo flu? You got to stay inside. You don't get to go out much. Do you have backup food? Do you have backup water? Do you have your medications? Do you have vitamins? There's a lot of things you have to prepare for. Do you have that sleeping bag from Cabela's that sleeps 40,000 people? No, I'm kidding. Two people. Skinny people, but two people. You know, do you have a generator that runs on gasoline and also on propane? Do you have solar panels and battery charging equipment and so forth? Do you have lights? Do you have extra batteries? Extra air filters for your furnace? A lot of things to consider. And if you prep in stages, then you're in good shape. But if you're behind the eight ball, you need to get canned foods that you eat. You need to get maybe some freeze-dried food, some canned meat, like Keystone. They make some very good pork and roast beef and chicken and so forth. And that's the good stuff. Matter of fact, it's only manufactured, I think it's about 75 miles from me, or 50 miles from me. So you have to look at things like that. And when I was checking a show out that I follow from time to time, it's called The Provident Prepper. It's on YouTube. And Kylene and her husband were talking about a new free prepper manual. And it's a copy of The Provident Prepper. P-R-O-V-I-D-E-N-T and then Prepper, P-R-E-P-P-E-R. And you can get a free prepper manual. All you have to do is just go to moneyandchange/financiallyprepped on Facebook. And I've got the link posted there. I've got, you can watch the video of it. If you go to their seminar, you get the free book. But since it's in Utah and I'm not traveling to Utah, you can get the free ebook this Sunday, which is today, Monday, and Tuesday only. All you have to do is send them an email and also tell your friends. they're very good people. I haven't had a chance to talk to them or correspond, but I watch their shows. They're very, very informative. And trust me, very good information. So you want to check that out. Go to Facebook at moneyandchange/financiallyprepped, and it's listed there. And also a picture of the book is there too. And it's a free ebook on preparedness. Everybody needs to get prepared. You've got some crazy politicians out there that are saber rattling or banging their heads against the wall or walking around like they don't know what's going on. I won't mention names. But somebody said there's going to be a big boom going on, if you know what I mean. It's scary, but it's rattling sabers and posturing and so forth. I think what's going to happen is, I really think what they're going to do, the world finances are in such bad shape, no matter what country you're in. And countries are since in such debt that they can't get out of it. So they have to crash the system. Whether an economic crash, or they say, okay, let's have a war, crash the system, and we'll rebuild it after the war. See you later. And they start a war someplace. It takes your mind off the finances. It takes your mind off how in debt we are. I had somebody post on Facebook that they went to go to a restaurant and nobody was in the lobby. It was locked. You had to go through the drive-thru. And she said, well, is that going to be all the time? He says, well, I can't get people. I cannot get people to work. Now, that scares me. And because of this COVID business that we had, and the government paid everybody money they didn't have, guess what? People said, well, I don't have to work anymore. Or I don't want to work because I'm afraid of getting the woohoo flu or whatever. And there's a problem. They can't get people to work. And they're offering very good money. I mean, $25 an hour to work in a restaurant. Now, that's some decent money. $50 an hour working in a factory. That's decent money. And it's scary as to what has happened. But anyhow, check out the Provident Prepper. You have to. Now, Dave Kobler put something out on his YouTube channel, Better Prepare for Worst Case Event from Railroad Strike. And luckily, they solved that one, so we don't have that one. Higher inflation and a potential WW3 boom, if you know what I mean. It's scary. You know, Americans, I posted an article there, Americans drowning in long-term debt from credit cards. And that was a survey that was out. And they said in June, they reported that consumer credit, particularly revolving credit cards, was through the roof. As tapped out consumers relied on credit cards to make the ends meet. It's right on our Facebook page. You have to check it out. It's happening. And then I also posted about Danny down at Deep South Homestead. What if it really happens? Porch time. Very good. Also, a new currency with Glenn Beck. And they were talking about if we have a crash, if we have a war, conflict, and it tears down the financial system, then they rebuild it back up. And what they want to do, at least according to Glenn Beck and a few other people, they want to do a CBDC, central bank digital currency, which means turn all your money in and then you will use a card, and that card can buy anything that you need to buy. And then that way they track you in everything that you buy. Scary, isn't it? Nobody will be able to take money anymore. And somebody, BixWare, today was talking about, hey, there's always gold and silver. Well, he likes to sell gold and silver, promote gold and silver for another company. And that's fine. But you have to pay down your debt, put some money aside, and do a bunch of things to prepare. And if you're not prepared, guess what? The charities aren't going to help you. They're overloaded now. They will be even more overloaded. And the government? Forget that. All you have to do is take a look at what happened down in New Orleans when the hurricane hit. That was a disaster down there. Take a look recently at what's going on in Puerto Rico. It's scary. You have to be prepared. You have to be able to have power, water, food, shelter. It's a no-brainer. You just have to do it. But anyhow, Glenn Beck keeps talking about digital dollars and terrifying economic changes happening right now. Well, if you go to the Facebook site, I have that video there and you can watch it. And what gets me is we have people from Myanmar, we have people from India, from South Africa, from other African countries, Europe, North America, and the United States that listen to the show. That's one thing I like about the Trim Radio Network, is because we're worldwide and we're getting bigger. Michael just told me before the show that we're looking at iHeartRadio next, but we've also been out on Telegram and everything else, which is fantastic. We're expanding. And hopefully I can help people. That's all I want to do. If I can help you to save money, if I can help you to prepare for a problem, we'll just put it that way, then I've done my job. If I can do one person, that's fantastic. If I can do 5, 10, 15, 20, that's even better. If I can help 1,000 people out, that is even better. I've done my job. You know, I worked for a long time. I retired. And what do you do in retirement? You turn around and help people. And the more people I can help, the better. Well, you know, we had some stories that happened on Wednesday when we couldn't do the show. And I've got to catch up today. And we have a little bit of time to cover a few things. One of the things that was Svetlana Periskova in oilprice.com. She said, Europe's energy crisis will not be a one winter story. And she said, reduced energy supply due to the sanctions against Russia and Moscow shutting down the key pipeline gas export route will leave Europe scrambling for oil, gas, as well as other things in the coming winter, as the current crisis is not a one winter story. It isn't. I don't know how long this will go on. And she said, this is not a one winter story. Let's just make it very, very, very clear. And Amrita Sen, founder and director of research at Energy Aspects, told Bloomberg Television in an interview this last Friday, that very same statement. And Europe will need to ration demand in order to be able to balance the market, not only this winter, but also the next winter, potentially the one after that, she said. So how do you handle that? Wood-burning stove? Kerosene? Solar cannot provide that much heat. You know, you have to conserve heat. I told a friend of mine, we may be putting up plastic on our windows on the inside of the house. Luckily, I've only got four windows in my ranch. And I can do that. But it's very well insulated, and, you know, it doesn't get that cold here. It can get cold here in Ohio. I mean, I've been in a place where it was like 22 below. And that's cold. But I prepare for things like that. You wear heavier clothes. Maybe you drink some more hot drinks if you know how to heat them, if you have the power to do so. Do you have backup power? You know, do you have natural gas? Do you have electric heat? You have to check into things like that. And the big thing is watch your spending. You say, well, I got to keep my house 75 degrees. No, you don't. You can keep it at 70. And with a humidifier, it would feel like 75. You can keep it at 78, or not 78 degrees, 68 degrees. I'll drop it 10 degrees. Some people are saying, oh, no, you have to keep it at 58 degrees. Trust me, I had friends of mine that kept their house at 58 degrees, and you wear a coat in the house the whole time you're there. I had to get back into my car and drive back home just to warm my feet. Oh, wear extra socks too. But this crisis in Europe will not be a one winter story. The thing is, Russia controls the gas and oil for Europe. They're buying it from them. And that's the way it goes. You need to diversify your sources so that not just Russia, you can get it from somebody else. Here in the United States, we're lucky. We can go to Canada. We can get shale oil from Canada. We've got plenty of oil here. We've got plenty of natural gas. And according to experts, we have 480 years worth of natural gas. I imagine in Washington, D.C., you would have more than 480 years of natural gas. And if we needed to heat a home, I imagine we could get the hot air from Washington, D.C. I'm only kidding, but you know what I mean. What happens if the power goes out in Europe or is reduced? There was an article that came out, again, from Svetlana Periskova on oilprice.com, and said London banks prepare for possible blackouts. And she said banking and financial firms in London are closely studying and updating contingency electrical or electricity supply plans to protect themselves and their customers in case power outages hit this winter. And you have a problem. If you're buzzing, I'm having a phone call on the cell phone. The phone rings here constantly. Anyhow, it'll just go into voicemail. Good thing I put it on vibrate, but it still drives me crazy. Anyhow, getting back to banking and financial firms in London, you know, they're making these plans. And some banks are discussing the idea again of encouraging the work from home policies from the previous COVID lockdowns, or using off-site locations and representatives of the trade association, UK Finance, coordinating the talks. So the UK and the rest of the Europe are preparing for potential blackouts this winter. Are they prepared? Probably not. It's going to get cold. Sick people could die out of this. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way if everybody would play fair in the sandbox. But no, now we have to get into this war strategy. It's crazy. Let's step back a little bit. Cool, chill down. Russia needs the money. We need the gas. Okay, let's work out a trade. It's a no-brainer. But then you have politicians. Well, I digress. Anyhow, hiding in plain sight, the looming healthcare cost fight. You know, the big surprise in the last couple of weeks, I had to go to the ER. And matter of fact, the emergency room staff there was fantastic. I mean, kudos for the Kettering Health Network here in Ohio. Great people. And I had a very good doctor and great nurses. And everything came out okay. But then at the end, they say, okay, here, take these pills for the next 7 days. You'll be fine. Gee, how did I end up with what I had? I'll just take these pills. Don't worry about it. Okay. And they checked. Oh, they checked my heart. They do a troponin test and so forth. And you're there for 2 hours for that. They checked me for COVID. They took the Q-tip up the nose trip. One of the biggest things for that, which I didn't mind it, but I'll tell you, after they got done running the Q-tip up my nose, both nostrils, I got done, I clearly blew and wiped my nose because I didn't want any of the ethylene glycol up in my nose. Because it's on that test kit. And I came back negative. I don't have COVID. I know I don't have COVID. I don't hang out with people that have COVID. But anyhow, they have a very good emergency room. And then I had a relative that had to go in twice. And then later on, a third one, but a different hospital this time. In and out of hospitals and emergency rooms. And I'll tell you, just healthcare in the States is getting expensive. I read something this week about, gee, we don't need to cure the patient. We just need to keep them sick so we can make some money. I thought, okay, that was a cartoon. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But guess what? It may be true. You don't cure them enough to cure the problem. You just give them some pills and say, well, I hope this works. And it may work for a while or it may not. We'll see you again. But here, take some more pills. Dr. John Bergman, you want to check him out, B-E-R-G-M-A-N. He's on YouTube. He's a chiropractor, but he makes a lot of sense. Check him out. And he talks a lot about the medical industry. But the looming healthcare cost, I mean, it's out there and it's expensive. I haven't got my bill yet. I got a survey. How did we do? Did we do this? Did we do that? Were you satisfied? You know, so forth. They didn't ask about the bill because I haven't got it yet. And they run it through my insurance, which is pretty good. And I'll get a bill for the emergency room, which might be $100 or something like that. Which is fine. I mean, I'll pay the bill and go on. But some people go in the hospital and they charge ridiculous fees. And you run into stuff. And it's scary. Rising inflation has been the heart of the decline of consumer expectations. according to the report. And over the course of the election year in 2022, it also has been a tactical focus for both politics parties, ranging from the Dems push to pass Inflation Reduction Act earlier this month to a flood of Republican advertisements in key swing districts blaming the POTUS and congressional leaders for fueling inflation. It's politicians again. And then they start getting into the health care. You know, health care in the old days, back in the, I'll say 1950s and so forth, people, if they couldn't pay the doctor in cash, then they ended up bartering for things. You know, I knew a doctor and he said, well, in the early days, if they didn't have the money and they had chickens, they would give me a couple of chickens or a side of beef or, you know, whatever. And they would be able to handle that. If they didn't have the money, we bartered and we talked about it. We didn't apply to the insurance company. And he said, you know, after Medicare took over, things started to skyrocket. And I had to hire more people to fill out more forms to send in so I could get reimbursed for what they said I was worth. And it cost me more money. Whereas in the old days, cash or barter, and everybody was hunky-dory, as they always say. I can see what's going to happen when I get my bill. I'm just going to go ahead and pay it, but my relative is going to have to pay 3 ER visits that didn't turn up anything. And you run into a whole bunch of different things. I mean, the Kettering system, they said, okay, your medications have been forwarded on to your pharmacy and you'll have to pick them up tomorrow, but you'll have your medications. They've already been called in. The other place, which will be remain nameless, they were okay, but then they said, okay, here's a piece of paper with your prescriptions. You have to turn them in. We don't call them in. Differences in opinions. But it's the cost factor. If we keep things simple, and we didn't have a lot of paperwork involved, maybe we could save some trees and keep the cost down and keep the government out of things. And the cost would be fine. There was a report that came out of, it was on Zero Hedge. And it was from Nikkei, N-I-K-K-E-I, Asia. It's one of their news sources. And it said, China's power crashes worsens as more factories suspend operations. And it said, a heat wave induced power crisis is spreading across southwestern China, shuttering and worsening by the day, according to the Nikkei Asia. The latest news from China is that the Chongqing municipal government ordered factories, including Japanese-owned ones, to suspend production through August 24th to conserve power as demand surges because of extreme heat. Hopefully that is over. But what factories were shut down that were Japanese? How about Toyota and Contemporary Amperex Technology Company? And then they also have the Wuhan flu. And they have whole towns quarantined. It's crazy. They don't have the power. And yet they give off a lot of smoke from the power plants. China's not as clean as the U.S. is with their power plants. Matter of fact, from what I've read, it's fairly dirty. Hey, if you have Bitcoin, I want to tell you something, and other cryptocurrencies. just remember, people ask me, do you have any cryptocurrency? And I said, no. They said, why not? I said, you can't hold it in your hand. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You get it over the internet. And you put it in an electronic wallet. And hackers get in there, and suddenly you have a problem. Well, according to Katabella Roberts at the Epoch Times, crypto.com mistakenly transfers $7 million to Australian woman in refund blunder. The Melbourne woman received quite the surprise when she discovered that nearly $10.5 million, or 7.2, I guess, Australian, was accidentally deposited into her bank account by the digital currency app crypto.com. The Singapore-based company discovered during a December audit that it had mistakenly refunded $10.47 million US to the Vanna Margeri, ooh, that's a long name, Manaville, in May of 2021. And it was attempting to issue a refund of just $100 Australian. Could you imagine that? That's why I don't have that. If I have anything, is silver, maybe a little bit of gold. You can hold it in your hand. You can store it. You can barter with it. It's worth something. The U.S. dollar is basically a piece of paper, promissory note to pay for something based on fiat currency. Gold and silver, according to Bixware and a lot of other people, if you have that, you have something. If you have property, you have something. If you have gold and silver, platinum, you have something. But the dollar is basically a piece of paper. It's a promissory note to pay by the federal government, or not federal government, the Fed, Federal Reserve, the value of that money. There was something that came out, Bed Bath & Beyond's chief financial officer identified as a man who leapt to his death from the Tribeca skyscraper. And it was Gustavo Arnal, A-R-N-A-L, had been identified as the man who jumped to his death from a 60-story Jenga building in Tribeca on Friday. And the 52-year-old executive fell from the 18th floor of a 56 Leonard Street on Friday and was identified on Sunday morning by the New York Post. And the Post notes that he had just sold 42,513 shares of stock on August 16th, netting a little over $1 million. My question is, was he suicidal or was he pushed? A lot of questions. I was reading something today about, and it was in Zero Hedge, and it was about one of the magnates for, I think it was transportation in Russia, fell overboard on a ship. There were lots of massive things happening. Drowning of Russian executive, latest in a string of mysterious deaths. So if you tick off Putin, guess what? Oh, we have an accident. What's the accident of the day? Oh, this guy fell overboard in the Arctic. He was on a tour. You wonder where your father went when he talked against the president. Putin. A lot of scary things. I mean, people from Gazprom, other companies. Sometimes as military people like to disappear. It's a permanent retirement. It's a bang of a job. Anyhow, you run into stuff like that. And you check everything that's going on in the world, and it gets scary. Now, there was an article by Mike Snyder in the Economic Collapse blog that was, what would you do if you had to go through the economic horrors of 2008 again? Where were you in 2008? I know I was working in Cincinnati in 2008. And I noticed all of my, what we call deferred income, was dropping $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 that I had in stocks through this deferred comp. There's nothing I can do. I can't pull it. I can't do anything. I was counting on a nest egg for retirement. It's happening again. And every time I get a statement on my deferred comp, I'm like, okay, what's it going to do now? Who's investing the money? Do we have some incompetent boob? B-O-O-B. Maybe his first name is Bob, but he spells it with two O's. I don't know. But what would you do if you had to go through 2008 again? Everything is on a cycle. And you have ups and downs. You have a crest and then you have a trough. It's like a frequency chart. And things build up volumes, and then suddenly sometimes people go ahead and sell. They make a profit, they sell, the value of the stock goes down. What would you do if you were in that situation? I know what I'd do. If I could pull out my money, I'd probably pull it out. But that's scary. Also, one other thing here. Co-founder of a hedge fund, and remember I said beware of hedge funds and derivatives and banks? Well, a co-founder of hedge funds backed by Soros, George Soros, arrested for FX manipulation. You know what FX is? The foreign exchange market. That could be regulating the price of gold, the price of silver. And according to BixWare, silver's getting ready to take off. I don't know. I mean, that's just what he's saying. So I would be careful about that. And also, if you're a member of Sam's Club, well, guess what, gang? Sam's Club is raising annual membership fees. Yes, I just love that. The privilege of going in their store is the membership fees. So it's going to be a crazy month this month, no matter how you look at it, guys. And I'm trying to follow it enough so that I can tell you that, hey, I'll get you through the problems as best I can. But you better start prepping. Prep like you've never prepped before. Stock up on water, stock up on long-term food, stock up on canned goods. Make sure you have your vegetables. Make sure you have your fruits. Okay, make sure that you have all kinds of stuff. You have to start prepping. And I've said it for I don't know how many years, and I hope that you listen to me, because it can get very nasty here in the wintertime if you don't have heat, if you don't have food, if you don't have water, you're in trouble. And Michael, that's about all I have for this show, and I'll be with everybody on Wednesday on My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever.
All right. Don't forget, folks, on Tuesday night, and well, we've got everything. America's Funniest Dates is on online dates is Monday. And then on Tuesday, we have coming up Offsides and also Slobberknocker, the pro football, and then Take Point 22. So join us then. Thank you for tuning in to Trim Radio Network. And with that, guess what? We are out of here. Have a blessed wonderful week. Love one another. Be good to one another. And I hope you all take Stu seriously, because it is a coming. Anyway, God bless, folks. Stu, I will see you on Wednesday.
Good deal.
Okay, Coconut Man, Moonhead, and P. You ready? Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? Acting so damn mysterious. Got shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good